Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody, to ChartCast. Well, actually, this is probably the final ChartCast. Welcome to the final ChartCast, everybody. We're here, and we're ready. RLCS just had an amazing announcement. A fantastic announcement. There's some, there's some highlights.
We're back, boys. We're back.
There's some highlights in the announcement. I'll just go through them real quick, just so everybody, you know, in case somebody missed it. Well, here they are. Okay. So now, during the season, there's going to be two majors and one world throughout a 9-month season. The prize pool was cut by $1.8 million. Major spots were gained for SSA and MENA. So MENA has two spots now. But that means there's less spots for NA and EU. Because there's only 16 teams at majors, and there's 16 teams at worlds. Fellas, what are the initial thoughts? What are you guys thinking about that?
On the major teams or the worlds teams?
The cuts. Let's say the cuts for NA and EU.
That's a different thing. The worlds teams, that's a different thing. I think we can all agree that the wild card being removed just sucks. Like, it's just like, that's just four less teams.
Everything sucks, bro. Come on.
Let's try and dissect it though. I think that's just bad. Like, you know, wild card gone. Nobody likes that. One in chat, if you don't like the wild card is gone. That's just bad.
I actually didn't like wild card ever.
Well, no, you're just being contradictory.
So I think that's a good move, in my opinion. Jack, what are you thinking?
Jack, thoughts?
Wild card.
Yep.
Nah, I mean, come on, less teams at Worlds. Like, we're just...
That's just bad,
right?
We're
just having a laugh, like, if we're being honest. Like, it's not good. Come on, it's not good. I understand, like, oh, it could create hype. But, like, just give us the wild card. Like, give teams that chance to prove themselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's going to be no one at LANs, bro. There's no players at LANs. There's going to be 10 players.
Can I say, we're obviously 2024, great year. I'm glad to be here. Obviously, you know, we all had a great Christmas break. New Year was fantastic. I'm enjoying my summer holidays down here. And, you know, we thought, you know, maybe we'd plan our comeback with something special, something big. But in true chalked fashion, here we are, the 11th for me, the 10th of January for you guys, 2024, just for the final time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a Patreon already, we need your money more than ever right now. Please, patreon.com/chalkcast. I will be living out of a van for the next 17 years. If you guys do not support us, we're in big trouble in this scene. This esport is in tatters. Patreon.com/chalkcast. Get involved. We need your support. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the announcement. Wildcard is where I really paved my way. You know, I honed my craft at the World Championship Wildcard. So it's devastating about that. Devastating that that's happened for obviously less opportunities for all the, you know, the extra teams, eight extra teams at Worlds. And all of the things on at one weekend, that's got to be hard to keep track of, Jack. You know, all the regions on at once.
Yeah. Bro, what kind of brainless decisions, like, do we, like how, no, genuinely, what is the positives of that? Just say, like, it pushes everything on the same day, like, is it easier to follow?
You're going to have
one mainstream with 70 streams going on minute day. You're going to have to get a microscope to zoom in. What a magnifying glass? That's what I'm like. You're gonna be like looking at your screen like that.
You're gonna need
a telescope to see your favorite team play on one day. But at least you can see them every week because the players won't get a break for 6 weeks in a row. They'll just go week in, week out. Let's go tournament. Go, go, go. Quarrels against Squiggly Octopus. Bro.
So wait. So just to let everybody know, we didn't talk about anything related to the RLCS announcement really before going live. We wanted to save it for going live. And I'm not doing this to be contradictory, but I actually really like the change that everybody's playing at the same day. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I think that's a good change.
I think the announcement as a whole is pretty negative. That one actually might be a plus to me. That one might be a plus.
Our viewership has gone down, right? We've come to see like regional final chat. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I swear there's been regional finals with like 40k viewers, right? Right. And there's going to be day ones of RLCS. You're going to have, who's the fifth team in South America? John AK always, I know he's in chat. He loves a good bit of South America. Tell us what's the fifth best team? They're going to have 10 viewers, bro. And they're going to get dropped by their org because no one's going to watch them. No one's going to watch the minor regions.
There are even NA teams that had like 10 viewers. Like NA team streams that also had 10 viewers. So it's not like
they're now going to get one. And it's going to be their own moderator.
We talked about this on Shocked. I feel like many, many times. We didn't talk about putting like the entire, I don't think. Actually, no, we did. We definitely talked about putting the entire like RLCS on one day. We have talked about that. And I think one of the things that I've at least brought this up multiple times over the past episodes that I thought it would be really cool to have all of the regions on the mainstream, like the actual Rocket League channel, like for the top four, maybe. So you just go around the world, basically. You start in OCE, semi-final, semi-final, final. APAC, semi-final, semi-final, final. Go to Middle East, semis, finals. Europe, South America, North America. Just do everything, like constant. I swear we've talked about this, and I don't feel like it was...
On all day.
Nobody received that badly, and now they're maybe setting up a world where that could happen, and everybody hates it. So is it just the fact that the whole weekend is on the same days, or what is it? What's so bad about it? I don't know. I feel like it's a good thing.
They're going to get no... These teams are going to get no viewers on their games, right? And
did you hear what I said, though? I said mainstream. Put all the top fours on the mainstream. That's more viewers than any of the other regions could possibly... Yeah, so, like, if you put all of the events on the same weekend, you could time it because the world is round, so there's different time zones. So right now for CJ, it's already tomorrow. He's literally in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit behind him. You guys in NA, you're so far behind, it's ridiculous. Like, you guys need to catch up. Yep. But if they time it so that all of the events start at, like, you know, 3-hour intervals, you could just put them all on the mainstream for like the semifinals and the grand final. So that would be way more viewers for the top four of every region than you could ever get in your own region.
Sure. Turbo's putting you on blast. Johnny likes you because he's the only one behind for the event.
I'm not gonna lie. I actually forgot that like they'll be playing at different times. I'm not gonna lie.
They're at different times. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, it's like,
yeah, around
usually,
the clock.
If, like, the past season, APAC could be on when you wake up, and then Europe comes after, and then you got South America at night.
Or so then what? They're gonna do a 32-hour broadcast or something like?
You need like an 18-hour broadcast. 18-hour broadcast, but you're not supposed to watch the whole thing. You just watch like the bit you're interested in.
Look, I can see that. Well done. They've managed. They've hit near the mark, maybe.
No, I'm just saying that part, I like that part, actually. I think that has potential to be a very good thing. And the other reason I think that that's good, putting everything in one weekend, is there's more weekends where RLCS isn't happening.
Really, would it, like, would the time zones, like, I guess, would they have no overlap at all?
Well, you can make it that there's no overlap because you could just start OCE. OCE is fine. OCE is really far away. OCE and APAC, that's very easy to synergize, I believe, CJ. Because they already have some casters who do both.
APAC are on a little bit later as well. So that works. I'll give my opinion on this, right? I think a Blast, like, and this is pure speculation, but I think that Blast pretty much tried to do pretty good with what they got, if that makes sense. I feel like there's a 70% cut in the prize pool. I think clearly there's a lot of downsizing, everything going on in esports. Twitch, we saw that as well. Clearly, there was going to be a reduction coming in for this season, right? I think Blast took over and went, what do people want? Because, you know, they know there's a 70% prize cut. I think the whole going to two splits, that seemed like it was always always going to be a thing. Two splits for this year. A little bit of a downsizing thing was happening. One, I will say the wildcard thing caught me by surprise. I didn't realize, yeah, I don't know why that's happened. I was assuming we still had the wildcard, but for what it seemed like they were given, yep, do a two splits thing, do a worlds. They went, what do people want? Oh yeah, they want me to have an extra spot and SSA to have a spot. Yeah, let's do that. Tick. We'll tick that off. Like, I feel like they went, right, let's get the fairest thing we can do. But I don't think they realized just how much everything else is going to look to the public. But I think they tried at least. Giving SSA major spot shows that they kind of saw what people wanted in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, they weren't just, let's just do the same thing.
They see what people want. They see what people want and they go, okay, you know what? Like, we could, like, you know, we could kind of lessen the damage we do by giving one thing they want. And shove
it. Yeah, like,
20 things.
I hate to sound like a
they
shill.
Probably won't like, but we'll do it anyway because they got that one thing. They can't complain. You can't complain that much.
I hate to sound like a shill here, but let's talk about that specifically. That one thing that they added didn't cost them money. Obviously, there's cuts. So everything they did that was negative was mainly due to budget cuts. A bunch of budget cuts, but the one positive didn't cost them anything. So they're like, let's just sneak this
and
in
the other
there.
The other positive I'll put in, so this is kind of what I was going to get to. The whole thing, if everyone wants it to be open, as accessible to anyone, and yeah, that's about it. So they said, you know what? We'll give every region a spot. We'll have open, this is in their opinion, you know, it's like, let's have open qualifiers because then it's open to anyone. No one can complain. There's no closed invitational events or invitational regionals. And we're going to drop the age limit to 13. So literally anyone in the world can play, anyone in the world can compete, and anyone in the world can make a major or world. But it just, one, that in turn really hurts the top. It hurts the top orgs that want to be guaranteed, you know, viewership. They want to be on stream. They want to be making consistent majors, whatever, because now it's everything's double elim, which is crazy. Everything's just an open bracket. But in terms of like the theory or the thought process behind Blast, you can see it. They said, let's make it accessible, open, and everyone gets a spot. And I think that's what they thought everyone wanted, but it can do a lot of damage now that the format, given the open, every event's open.
Do you really think? I mean, I don't know. By the way, that I like in the past I've been contacted. Yeah, like I want to be like fully transparent. In the past, I have been contacted by RLCS for like, you know, my opinion on various formats that have gone out. This one, I have no idea.
No one had any idea.
I'm finding out about it the same time you guys do when it's announced. The first time I know anything about the format right now is when you guys find out on social media. So I have no idea what their plan is with seeding. I have no idea what their plan is with like, will RLCS teams from last season get advanced into the final stage of the qualifier and get given preferential seeding? No idea. But I would hope that that's the case. I would hope that, you know, Vitality, defending world champions, don't have to enter round one of the first day of closed qualifier, or rather the open qualifier, because that would make no sense. Like I hope that's not the case. I hope that's just because they said in the announcement, you know, dates are subject to change. I would imagine that
other things are
subject to change. They do.
Pro teams have to go through open quals every time, by the way. This is what I've heard. Every regional. They could sweep the regional. They could go.
Everything's open, Johnny. It's an open double elim every regional.
They could not concede a goal, but still have to play. Like I said before, against Squiggly Oxford.
Playing me, bro, every regional.
Which
first,
is, by the
first
way,
round.
Seeded by ranked, right?
Yes, seeded
for the lower teams.
Seeded by ranked MMR.
For the lower teams. Look.
That's not inherently bad.
Look. This is what I'll say. That's not changed because obviously they used to seed open quals with ranked rating anyway, because you have to, right? You have to.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I guess you're lumping in pro teams who are going to be seeded fairly. The pro teams are going to be seeded fine. You're lumping them in with players that are going to be seeded poorly because they are 2K MMR and 2s and they're getting put into seed 383 because they've not played ranked 3s. And you're going to get pro teams that lose round 1 to these 2K MMR players that absolutely peak on their mind.
Apparently.
They peak out of their mind. Game, it's going to be best of 3, maybe best of 1 lower rounds, and they're just going to go game one overtime winner, and they score like a cross map pinch because they just peak. Bro, these teams just peak in these types of tournaments. They have nothing to lose. DJ knows it as well. They have nothing to lose. And
that,
they go
no, that can
cross
happen.
map
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
cross map overtime, ground pinch, Vitality out. Like that.
But no, okay. So we can all agree that is not optimal. That I don't think is a fair way to see the tournament.
It's genuinely insane.
I don't know how. Not the word you use.
Like, you can win the major and then have to play. By the way, there are so many boosters. Anyone can see it, by the way. If you go onto Rocket League right now, load up the ranked leaderboard, go to twos. Yesterday, or like 2 days ago, all the top 10 to 20 players were all boosted, right? And you're now lumping in pros in with these boosted players who are going to get seeded around 16th in the world because they're like, oh, well, they're 2.8 million thousand MMR in threes.
Well, okay.
Let's put them first.
Wait, just to pause for a second here. Like, that has happened many times in the past. There's been tournaments that I've ran. There's been tournaments that have used rank for seeding where people have boosted to try and get into like high ranks.
I
can tell you, it's very easy to like, or at least
I swear you missed
some. Super easy. No, it was very easy to like first.
I swear you missed some, not you, but like I swear, like your tournament with like who had that like, Cynix was checking the booster players. I swear they missed some players that were clearly boosted and got into the tournament.
Who? I don't remember.
Can't remember. This was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Do you mean like when somebody got banned, like during mid-tournament?
I can't remember.
They weren't missed. That was a different issue. They were like,
I swear,
you know,
I don't know. I've been telling Sonics to ban these players in the ranked leaderboard. There's one called Jeffrey Epstein who is ranked like 18. He's ranked like 18 in twos. And I tell them, Jeffrey Epstein is not a high-level ranked twos player, bro. He's not a high-level ranked twos player. And he's
kind of nice, though. I've seen him play. He's kind of nice.
Squiggly Octopus are in the ranked twos games. I've not made that name up, by the way. Squiggly Octopus. He's a terrorist of the ranked leaderboard. And he's just in there, dude. He's just been there. He's just been there. And they're not getting banned, bro. Like, they're going to get seeded top 10.
No, I would assume, again, I'm like making a lot of assumptions here, but I would assume, based on how easy it is for them to identify boosted accounts, at least in the past, like it was literally like button press, here's the boosted accounts, like in a minute. Like when I've asked Psyonix who's in the top 100 boosted, they would be like, here's the list of boosted people. If it's still that easy, then they can just do the same thing the day before seeding and ban them when it matters.
When you say they, do you mean the people that used to work at Psyonix that have now no involvement in our game? You'll go and hit them up. They'll be like, nah, I'm in the Bahamas, mate. They're not a part of the game, bro. They don't have the same thing.
Jack is like, oh, the cooking skill. Like, he's on the super yacht, like, Johnny. He can't click a button like, from the super yacht.
It's not hard to like this. It's just
super yacht's got Wi-Fi. It's all good. They can go from the super yacht, bro.
He doesn't have Starlink on the super yacht yet.
Man, Jack does not want any prisoners tonight. I love it. This is crazy. Right, where on earth were we though, by the way? What were we talking about?
Boosters and ranked seeding.
I've had a terrible week. I think I've got COVID. I've had like the worst haircut of my life. I think I've like, and they've added they've added salt to the wound with this. They've just, I was in the shower, bro, and they put out this announcement. I was like, oh my god. Well, I stood in the shower for 30 minutes, right? The water went cold and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, what the hell is this, bro?
Jack, show everybody your haircut. He looks like a Peaky Blinder.
It's like the shortest thing. It's like my hair is already like quite thin and they've already made it thick. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And Sonix have just come out here and just, they've... I don't know what they've done, but they've fisted me or something, bro. They've like they've done something. Like I swear, it was terrible. It's been a tough week.
I mean, it can't be the worst week of the year. Like this can't be. Surely not. Not January.
Not this early.
Well, okay. It's been a tough week for Jack. But let's think about all the people whose weeks were probably made with this announcement, because RLCS is also increasing the prize pool payout. Not the actual money amount, but the amount of people that are getting paid, the top 128 teams in North America and Europe are getting paid. Let's go.
Well, right. Even better.
64 in OCE and SAM. South America had 57 entrants in their last regional. If you sign up in South America, you will get paid, ladies and gentlemen. That W in chat. Free money glitch.
Free money glitch.
Just South America. We're back.
56 in OCE. Has there been anything in the history of like the earth that you could just sign up and just get paid for, like genuinely, without doing nothing? You could just not turn, you could get DQ'd,
like,
not turn
like
up.
NARLCS maybe.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, good one, little brother.
It's good. No, like, listen, actually, I was like calculating a bit of the numbers on that, because I saw that the prize money last season in NA and EU, it was going out to top 16 teams, the prize money. You need to be top 16 to get paid. Now you get paid if you're top 128. And I was figuring out, okay, if you just go down the ranks or down the list, and every round that you go, you make like double-ish money in the earlier rounds, the cost to pay out an additional 112 players would probably be about 10% off the prize pool, which is also the same as like taking 5k from the top two teams and giving it to 112 other teams, like just in small numbers. And that might seem insignificant, but I actually am not trying to be contradictory here. I actually like that change as well. I think that's good, because I don't see the point of like giving second place 20,000 when it could just be 15. Yeah, I kind of like giving more teams money. You're going to get more signups, more people interested in the game.
Okay.
And every pro player has a tournament that they won.
What
for
did
like
you say?
10%? $10.
10% of the tournament's prize pool, or the overall. Like what?
Yeah,
what?
10% of the tournament. Because I have to say a percentage, because like EUNA was like 100K for regionals. So if you take 100K in last season's like regionals, and then you take away just 10,000 of that, that can be the prize money for everybody placed 17th till 128th. Just 10,000 between all those 112 teams, and then the other 90,000 would be the top.
Look, like, I was talking to
that's,
some
that's
pros.
Roughly how it works. It's not actually a big amount of money.
I was talking to some pros earlier, and obviously, like, the initial reaction of the pros is, you know, they're taking money from us. You know what I mean? Even though it's not
that's
our money.
Your job. You should be annoyed.
But
it's your job to be.
I did say to them, and I was like, I don't care about that. Like, look, I think it's a good thing. Like you said, it can just attract more people to play RCS sign up, which is obviously a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think, and also with like I've talked about before, we're very lucky to get prize pool and org salary and all that stuff anyway. So I don't think it's a terrible thing. Mm. They have also reduced the prize pool by like $2 million though.
But like, okay, so they've reduced the prize pool by 2 million. But then I think the fact that there's one less split kind of accounts for that anyway. So I don't expect the prize pool of actual events to have changed very much. I think that the events will probably pay roughly the same if you look at the numbers.
Yeah.
But some people are asking, what does that translate to? Some people are saying, what does 128th make, like 50 cents? So to go through it roughly, this total is 100,000, by the way. So it would work for EU and NA. The last place teams, the 97th till 128th teams, would make $30 each. We'd go one round further, you make 45. One round further, 75. One round further, 125. One round further, 225. Another round, 450.
That's so ingenious.
One more round, you've made the event. So it's actually not that. I don't think it's that crazy. I think that changes.
Yeah, don't exactly. Like Vert said, though, don't forget about the 30% tax. You know, Epic is. You got to get that in there. 30% tax. They'll take it before you even enter your bank account.
Yeah,
how are they going to pay out these players? They like so many pros are getting like they're not even getting paid out. Like there's been a massive issue, and I'll say
it's going to be thousands more.
And it's not that Sanix aren't like don't have the money to pay them, because there's not really been anyone who said what it actually is. I think in public, because obviously there's a pro Discord we talk about it all the time in there. And it's just some, like, I'm pretty sure it's like some weird tax thing that they came across that they couldn't figure out for the players. But if they couldn't figure that out and the players aren't getting the proper, like, communication they need to fix them about themselves, how are you going to then, like, multiply the amount of players you have to pay out by, like, 10 and expect it to all go smoothly?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Here's the other problem with it as well.
Like, they're going to pay them in Rocket League store credits. That's what someone in chat said. No, I think I genuinely think.
No, I thought that as well. I was talking to Johnny about this earlier. But the announcement specifically says cash. Specifically.
Okay.
The thing is with this as well is that I understand, you know, you North Americans and Europeans are on $300 million a month, but so you don't care about the prize money. But the problem if you extend the already smaller OCE, SAM, MENA, APAC prize pools out is that now, like, no one can earn a livable wage. Like, wouldn't you rather at least have, like, the tippity top, you know, be able to earn enough money to do it full time rather than now, like, if you spread it out enough, then no one...
It would be the same thing. It would be 10%. So it doesn't matter what the price is.
Yeah.
To expand it by the amount that they're expanding it, you're probably taking 10% from the teams finishing first and second and giving it to the teams finishing in OCE. It would be, what, 17th to 64th? Like, it'll always be...
No, we only had top 8 get paid. Now we're going 9th to 64.
If it's top 8 and you guys... What was the price pool? Like, was it 50?
25?
$25?
25?
30?
Was it really?
Yeah.
I think it must have been more than that.
No,
I think this change is completely fine. Like, because I think that we are I think that we are, like, a lot of people are underestimating that. If someone sees that you can make $50 by signing up or something, diamonds will sign up.
No, they're going to sign up, bro. I would have signed up back in the day. That sounds cool. You could just, like,
there would be a lot more players sign up.
It's something memorable, even if it's not actually that. It's not that impactful, but, like...
It's like the Fortnite Cups.
So many pros have told us, like, in this, how did they start off being a pro? They won some, like, tiny amount of money in some tournament, and then they went down, ran downstairs and told their mom, and they're like, their mom's like, that's cool, congratulations, you know? Like, it's a big
moment
for a lot of pros. You're like, actually, I won something. And then you try next tournament to win one round further. Like, I think that's a really cool idea.
What do you guys think of... obviously, they changed the player age to 13. Mm-hmm. They've now upped the manager and coach age to 18. Now, I understand the argument of, like, the manager coach role is more of like, it's like a, you know, they're overseeing their players. Maybe they do need to be a bit more mature. I get that. But, like, what do you think of that?
Is there anyone affected by that? Has anyone been tweeting about how that's affecting them on?
Well, no, because you can just, I mean, managers can just manage. Without...
No, I mean, like, with are there actually any managers, coaches who are like 16, 17 right now currently?
Oh, probably not. But, like, do you think that's an issue or not? I don't think it's an issue, but do you think it's like there was one or two bubble coaches? Nick said, oh, we've got okay, there we go.
No, I'm good.
Nikon said there's one or two bubble coaches that's been affected.
Honestly, I don't. I mean, I think that's fine. Like, it's a job where there's, like, a responsibility role attached that probably should be somebody who's a bit more mature with more experience, like, working. I don't mind that.
I think it should be standard.
Somebody's affected by that. What? Like,
I think it should be, like, standard across. Like, but, well, I mean,
manage
I think,
at 13, bro. No way.
Okay, but they can manage at 15 before. Like, I just think that if it's, like, if you can play at 13, you can coach at 13.
The thing is, the manager is the point of contact for, like, so many things. So you need that person to actually be reliable and not be 13 years old.
I want them to be a guardian as well, so they don't have to pay for flights.
Yeah, last season, I think it was last season, was when they stopped paying for parents to go. They stopped paying for parents to go for underage kids.
We all think, surely, I swear we all think that 13 is quite insane for players.
I mean, I was hoping they'd increase age to 18, not decrease it to 13.
Yeah, they went the wrong way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think it should be standard. Like, if you get, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think it should be standard. If you increase the player age to 16, it should account for coaches, managers. If you decrease it for whatever reason, even if it's a bad idea, it should be managed coaches.
I don't know if I agree, though, because, like, I mean, you played you played, like, tennis when you were younger. What would you think if your, like, manager showed up and it's just some 13-year-old kid? When you're a 13-year-old kid playing tennis, it'd be like, huh? Shouldn't my manager, my coach be, like, somebody with a bit more experience in just
life? I think that should be. I think that's fine being 18.
I didn't even know there were anybody trying to be a coach or a manager who's younger than 18. Like, I'd be like, what are you doing?
School. I mean, if you're a player, like, your only responsibility for the most part is to show up and play, but like a manager actually has a little bit more of like, I mean, liability for like the entire team.
Yeah.
I feel like the icing might be a completely different sort of topic though to get onto. I don't know if we want to dive down that rabbit hole, but like the player age, I mean, the 13. Because it just seems, I don't know.
I've been there for like 2 months now. Like, everyone knows it's pretty.
What's the point of the feeder systems if you can play at 13? Like, what is the point of like CRL and college leagues and school, high school leagues? And,
I mean, well, CRL doesn't really.
Why don't they have an underage?
That's like a separate entity. Is that even a thing anymore?
Is what?
Who knows?
CRL.
I swear it's not been announced yet.
Contrary.
Didn't they just have like a full, like, yeah, it's going on right now. I don't, yeah, we're obviously not qualified to talk about CRL.
CRL's not been announced.
They played four. It's happening. They've already done one split.
Really? No,
yeah, they've done a split. Yeah.
I got told today it's not been announced. But maybe
announced.
We had to wait 150 days for this RLCS announcement. They're probably just in they're loading still. They're buffering.
That's true. They're on dial-up connection.
Yeah, they're buffering CRL right now. But now, so for the age thing, like, I mean, so it's happening. There's going to be 13-year-old, presumably, like, there'll be, like, some... I don't think it'll be, like, a massive takeover if now the entire league is 13 and 14. I expect it to be, like, a wonder kid here and there. And that's, cool for them. I'm happy for them that they're going to get that chance to do something that everyone at that age would consider extremely cool to do. And I think all of you watching and listening, when you were 13, if you could be a professional gamer in any capacity and win money playing video games, you would absolutely love that. So I think it's, a bit...
But the travel is a thing.
It's difficult. So, like, there are complications, but I think we've also got to, like, put ourselves in their shoes and think about it from their POV. I don't like it as much because I think, it's better for personalities and better for, like, their own personal development if they're older before they do all of that serious competition. Mm. Which you have to sacrifice other aspects of your life. But okay, it's happening now. There are positives that can be, brought out of that. And certainly if I have to work with, 13-year-old kid on broadcast who's doing really well or not in a video game, I'll do my best to make them.
I think that's like the 0.1% though. I think the 99.9% that won't be good enough and will try and convince their parents or whatever that they have to commit their lives to Rocket League to not go anywhere is the worry. And I'd like to see, like, why can't we have a little tiny tots league, an under 18 league? If we had RLCS as 18+, love to see it. Watch the time, and it's online only, so they don't have to travel. Or you have like an under 15s or something.
Like, is it necessarily bad though? I mean, has there been any studies done about obviously there's going to be some like child athletes who don't make it and they're now behind on school. But is it actually bad if somebody has, tried to become a professional in some capacity and it just didn't work? Because like
you don't hear about them.
Well, yeah, I think there's all you. That's like, the thing. Ones you don't hear about like them.
You hear about all
examples.
You hear about all the success stories. You don't hear. You might hear about some really, really bad ones. You don't hear the in-between, which is usually the average, right?
But I'm just thinking, like, it's probably how many weekends are you giving up right now? Maybe last season, I think it would be... Like, I think there's positives and negatives. I don't think it's all bad. But I think, like, for me, selfishly, I would prefer the age to be older because I'm more interested in, like, getting to know the personalities of a professional player who's like older, has a bit more life experience, is a bit more interesting. So selfishly, I would rather it be older.
Thing is, players have to play every, if I'm not wrong, I've not checked this completely, but I'm pretty sure people were discussing saying the calls I was in that we have to play like every week now, right? Tournaments like every Friday.
What, six weeks in a row, right?
Something like that. So like Chronic, for example, is just gonna have to take every Friday off school like the next 6 weeks. Which obviously it's not the end of the world, but if players have to do that who aren't even pros signed contracts, who are making a livable salary off it, that's not the greatest thing. If they have to miss school every Friday to not even make it, like,
because it's open double elim. Like, this could be enormous. I still can't get over the fact that I could see Vitality playing a bronze team. Like, there's nothing stopping a bronze team from entering this qual. And they
has there ever been something stopping them to be like
Well, they're not playing Vitality every weekend in open quals. like the last split, they're still playing Vitality. I don't know.
So
I kind of like the fact that more people get money on that front, though, because like there have been less teams signing up than way back in the day where everybody thought, oh, let's see how far we can go, and you just sign up. Everybody I knew signed up to RLCS season one just for fun, and then you know season two, quite a lot of people signed up. Season three is like, okay, nah, we're over that now. But now if you just have to make 128 to get money, that's like. Do you reckon we could do it? Chalkcast, we just set off
over
to like the US and we get hit up.
Easy.
I think we get to 128.
We fly out to Tampa and just make it happen.
Chrome in chat. I don't know if Nick's still here, but Chrome in chat said, "How is NAS going to fly out?" Now I think I'll let Nick like talk about this one more because obviously he's their coach. But yeah, I'm pretty sure their player has to fly out like every week now.
Could he just go to what did you do?
Oh yeah, we said Canada. Send him to Canada.
No, but like, I think it's more like an. He needs to stay in school or something until the second split.
Not anymore. Okay, things changed, buddy. He's got to get out there and play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole time thing, and it's not just tournaments, though. It's the fact that for so long, I feel like, well, certainly when I was playing, we were calling for, you know, the age limit to be raised to 18 plus. So we can scream at like 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m. The best part about boot camping before a major is you could scream at midday, 1 p.m., 2 p.m. Now you literally cannot scream until school's finished for the rest of time because these 13-year-olds will like... It'd be an influx throughout teams.
Don't act like it's, that's an issue. You just don't scrim the 13-year-old teams. Like most of the pro players, like are just going to scrim. Like the top pro players are just going to scrim the top teams, and most of them do not have somebody in school, or like they're at least at that point to where they're almost out of school. I know, obviously, most of the top players, and I have Jack over here, but with Chronic.
Wait,
no, I'm talking about Chronic being in school.
I mean that's really annoying, but.
It has kind of hit a point to where a lot of those top teams don't have somebody in school. At least in NA. Let me just say for NA.
I still think everyone's going to scrim like when the majority are scrimming. Like the scrim blocks aren't going to change. And if like there's still such a large portion that are underage, even if it's not like the team you're scrimming, I don't think a whole team's going to change their schedule just because a few teams are over 18. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So, okay,
we had no idea about any of these changes, like none of us, until today, right?
Yeah.
So, the
13 thing has been it for a while, but everything else, no.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, we obviously knew about that. The pros knew about two majors, two splits, right? Excuse me. We've known about that for a couple months now, or like 5 months or something, but like, all the changes that like orgs need to plan for and stuff, they didn't know about. You know, I was speaking to an orgs CEO earlier, and he was like, now he has to rush kind of like a lot of things because there's no communication, right? And he was told that like, oh, we're going to update everything before the announcement goes out to all of you. He was told that, apparently, his words, and there was nothing. So. I don't know. It's always a bunch of empty words and promises, I think.
You're talking about rushing things as well. And I think this has definitely been a complaint for a while, but the transfer window as well. Two things about it. First and foremost, it's actually on April 1st. So imagine getting a message on April 1st being like, hey, you're kicked, buddy. And then being like, good one, guys. And then April 2nd comes around and you're just not invited to scrims. They're like, oh.
That's my theory on that as well. The transfer window, just quickly. It's the major hasn't been announced the date, but the transfer window is April 1st. And that's a Monday. So do you reckon the major will be that weekend and then straight in the transfer window? Do you reckon we can assume that the major is going to be the 29th, 30th, 31st?
Well, didn't they say that
the day after, you think? Maybe.
They said the dates were subject to change. That's got to be just like a, you know, I feel like it might be the date, but maybe it's just a placeholder. Until, I mean, maybe they're not announcing majors because it's not finalized yet, date-wise. Or, you know, maybe they're producing
surely they know the first one.
Video of all time.
We're talking about RLE Sports here. I wouldn't...
I know when the first one... No, the reason that's probably to be announced is because they're probably trying to lock a venue or something, I would assume. Because they have dates for every online thing. They have a date for a transfer window, but they don't have a date for the LAN event. So
the LAN part.
It's in March, though.
Securing a venue.
There's only two weekends it could possibly. It could be that one or the one before that. But Isn't the one before that like a week after or two weeks after a regional? I think, yeah, I think with the transfer window April 1st, they left a little, that, you know, a little nugget there that major's going to be the end of March, last weekend.
When's the last regional in March? What's the last, like, online date that we've got in the calendar?
I think it's early.
They said the major was in March, though, in the article, right?
Yeah, March, yeah.
But the last one, I think, is the third.
The third. So if you're going to count for, like, you know, usually you need a couple of weeks to, you know, get people traveled over there.
That's what I'm saying for, like, rushing stuff. They're rushing the transfer window again. It's only 2 weeks long. And then especially if it is actually that last weekend where it's 30th and 31st, and it's just the same problem as last time. If they actually make it a week before, which doesn't make sense, because why would there be a week break transfer window? And then,
yeah, they go straight into the transfer window.
Yeah, it would just make sense. Event ends, transfer window. Yeah.
Yeah.
So logically, then 30th and 31st should be the
major. 2 weeks is not enough.
Well,
it's not enough.
2 weeks not enough for a transfer window.
I don't think so. I mean,
no, honestly, it's not. Well, one thing is
a lot of teams have to. Sorry to cut you off, but a lot of teams have to try out players and then get them signed. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've always had this issue. Transfer windows have always been too short. It's obviously not a new issue, but it doesn't mean that it's still, you know, not a bad thing.
Okay, so...
Yeah, should we talk about the gap as well, Rizzo? The gap between the second major and Worlds is
yes,
in September. The season ends in February. No, the season ends in, what is it, May? June?
June. No, wait, the major.
The last event's June.
Yeah.
The major's in June.
Major's
Worlds
in June.
In September.
Yeah.
I mean, we can infer that maybe there'll be, you know, a tournament in between, we'd hope.
You would hope. Also,
you'd hope.
Gamers 8 or
probably
something.
Gamers 8, because Gamers 8 is always in August, isn't it? So you'd assume at least Gamers 8 and then the World Championship. But even then, if you go major, Gamers 8, Worlds, then there's still like a month and a half break.
That's like some 13-year-old is going to qualify, make Worlds, and then be 0.1% older by the time Worlds comes around. They're going to be like a totally different person.
He's going to be washed at that point.
Yeah.
Is there a transfer window after the second major as well? Like, can you make changes going into Worlds?
No. That would be insane, bro. No, that would be the worst thing possible on this list. I don't know. That's a high bar to kind of reach. So yeah, no, that's that'd be nuts. No, there's one transfer period this year, which is the best, I think, option there is. I liked what RCS Season X had, where it was two transfer periods, but you can only make a move in one. I'm pretty sure was the rules on that, I think. But this one's the next best, I think, we have.
What you mentioned earlier that the seeding for events is going to be done via ranked. Where that wasn't in the same announcement, was it? Was this somewhere else?
Say that again, sorry?
The seeding for tournaments, like qualifiers.
Yeah, where was that? The
that was in the pro Discord.
Oh,
so that's like behind the scenes leaked.
Yeah. I mean, people tweeted and stuff. Yeah. And
so,
but like I said, that was an overreaction, a massive overreaction on that, because that's not changed. That's not changed. The only thing that's changed is now that the pros are being lumped in to the players that are being seeded by ranked, which can lead to inconsistencies, which affects the pros. Yeah. That's the only thing that's changed.
So is that it was seeded by ranked also confirms in pro Discord every event, doesn't matter how you finish, you've got to start round one. Is that also confirmed?
I think so. There was a lot said in the pro Discord.
All I was just like, that sounds like something that could be changed. Like, there are some things you
They're
can't
not
really
changing
change.
Anything, bro.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's some things you can't change for, like, fairness. There's some things you can't change for competitive integrity.
The vibe and
points.
Pros, like, and chat.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, if that is, like, a big critique
everybody's
agreed on, I don't think it, like, affects, like, the fairness or anything. Like, seeding is often refined. And seeding, like, systems are often refined mid-season, mid-events. Because it's one of the things you can actually change. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a possibility that they see the complaints about that, because that's obviously not, like I said earlier, that doesn't make sense. Like, if you win the previous event, you should go to, like, the latest stage. Honestly, I would say the top 8 should just requalify automatically. I don't know why they even have to qualify again. Like, that seems like a no-brainer to me. But if they're gonna have to requalify, they should at least be, like, in the last round.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not logical, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's not been confirmed, but like pros in chat that are in the pro Discord will be able to like back me up. Like the vibe that like it was given, it was just that they're not going to change anything. They're pretty set in stone on this across the next few years. In fact, yeah, few years, and yeah,
on everything.
Forever? No, obviously not everything, but like just that they're confident that they're going in the right direction.
Yep. Sorry, I just thought of something else. I don't know, something funny.
Is it is that how it's done in Fortnite by any chance? Is that like how Fortnite operates? Probably. They just have open every time anybody in
chat. I said it before that we're just becoming a secondary. They're trying to kill off the game, pump more into Fortnite. No one believe me, bro.
They're not trying to kill it.
They're not trying to kill it. Like that's.
Look,
that's
they're not actively pursuing at some point, of Rocket League.
I think at some point, and chat's going to agree with me here. Like, if you make that many poor decisions in a row, right? Surely you've got to be like, you can't be that incompetent. Like, it has to be a choice at that point.
I hate shilling, but I can understand from a place of budget cuts. There's budget cuts, and they have to cut things. They have to get rid of things. So I get it. But yes, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. Well, are they paying me?
How much, huh?
Is that what you say?
Rizzo, what?
Rizzo's one of the biggest losers in the entire like change of like suffering.
Seriously, I'm not doing anything next season. I got laid off, bro.
Well, let's talk about the positive then, Rizzo. Let's talk about the positive while we're here. Is the big positive that stuck out to me? It's staring me right in the face as I'm scrolling through this announcement page. Is it not only will Rocket League Esports RLCS be streamed on Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok, but also in the Fortnite Legends Landing Island?
So
every single weekend.
They couldn't keep their hands off for 2 seconds.
It's like the season one
from the mouth to say the name.
Season one Rumble now said like, you guys are gonna love this. This is gonna be awesome. Like, just like, you
couldn't
wait. Announcement.
They could not wait. They were like, it was on the tip of their tongue for months. They had to get the words Fortnite into the Rocket League announcement every single time. Oh, like every time.
Fortnite Legends Landing Island.
You should have seen the pro Discord when like 2 minutes before the announcement. They were like, big announcement coming soon, boys. Get ready. They were like hyping it up, like, and then, oh my god, man.
They're
trying to gas it up, bro. They're trying to gas it up.
Now listen, though. So chat was saying, or some chatters right now in the live Twitch chat were saying that Fortnite World Championship is open, like at all stages. So I suppose that's their reasoning for opening RLCS.
There's a lot of hackers in that too, by the way.
Yeah,
and I swear some of them, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I swear I've seen like some of them like don't get banned or there's been like massive like issues with hackers in open calls of Fortnite.
Yeah, maybe that was a different
tournament and not FNCS, but like apparently that is an issue. Now, I understand that is a lot harder to fix because it's obviously an open server, 100 players. Like obviously if I'm getting lag switched by Jeffrey Epstein and Squiggly Octopus in round one, then I can just show them a screenshot or like a video of it. Because they will be there.
They're going to be watching those guys. You've put them on them. Like,
they're still No, I've told them about this a month ago. They're still in ranked, bro.
But like, does anyone know why? Does anyone know the reason why Fortnite World Championship was open? Anyone have any clue why they decided that that's the way to go with it? Because I don't know what the reason for that would be.
Same thing as like RLCS, right? Like how it is now. I mean, not inviting back
champions, not because, giving like preferential seating, or not giving world next event. The guy who won the previous event is just
the hell
in
is that?
It, you know,
that's apparently the Landing Island.
That. Is that why I'm going to be watching RLCS?
RLCS on the Jumbotron.
Look, let me pull it up. Yeah, I've said this before, but this whole metaverse thing with Fortnite and all this stuff—it just reminds me. It reminds me of Minecraft server hubs. Let me just show. I think it's just going to flash the whole thing on screen. So, nope, it didn't work. Okay, one second.
I don't think I've been in a Minecraft server hub before. I'm too old.
I think doesn't that
does it remind you of that?
You don't think that reminds you of a server hub? Where
we're pulling it up.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, that screenshot that CJ's putting, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, this reminds me of a Minecraft server hub where, like, you spawn in, I assume, in the middle, and then all these little signs that... whatever on top the purple
I'll be watching
things.
You Jack in there you'll see me
yeah one, of, one
my,
of them says the RLCS
renegade
it's actually,
raider outfit.
It's the little one in the corner that you can't really see too well. It's RLCS
it's gonna be default dancing when I get knocked out in game
RLCS,
overtime
RLCS is gonna
no
be
calls.
On the,
against
RLCS
Jeffrey Epstein
RLCS yeah, is gonna be on the tiny streamer. The tiny TV in the kitchen of this thing is gonna have RLCS in it, like the big screen is gonna be Fortnite guaranteed.
Nah, that's sick though. It's a W in chat for the Fortnite Legends Landing
actually,
Island.
I think that looks really
yeah,
cool.
It's actually huge for the Fortnite Landing Legends cool. Island. Use code RIZZO in the item shop. Zanil also said in chat as well, and this one actually I feel like I need help with understanding this, because it said, keep in mind teams 9th or 16th probably won't have orgs because of this change and are still expected to play weekly. Why is an org going to drop out because of like the change? Like what is it specifically about it that makes orgs not want
we've
to sign a 9th through 16th
team? We've already seen a few org CEOs today tweeting out how poor it is on their side of things. I mean, it's just if you scratch something that many times, it'll make a cut, right? And that cut will get so deep that you can't get it back. You know, you can't amend it. It's like if you do that many poor decisions over and over again, which they have been doing. It's going to push orgs away. It's as simple as that, in my opinion.
It's orgs like things like
and
guaranteed.
There's no consistency. Yeah.
Yeah. They like orgs like, you know, okay, we've qualified and now we're just in the tournament for the whole year. That's good because then they can get their sponsors, they can get their logo, they can get their branding, their socials out there in front of that audience as much as possible. But if you have to requalify often, like, well, every time, that's bad for orgs. That is definitely not what orgs want, because there's more risk involved with signing a team. Maybe they've just qualified once and they're not going to qualify again, and you're not going to be able
and
to get your...
And we've already heard how, you know, how little Rocket League makes these orgs. You know, there's no... You know, team decals don't sell that well right now. There's nothing else apart from team decals, you know. They've already. They don't really get communication that anything is. You know.
Well, okay. Wait. I heard some of the team decals do very well, and other ones do not very well at all. That's what I've heard.
I can only imagine which ones
do extremely well.
There's
some teams make bank.
Okay, but you're talking about like
there are very, very, very few. There are.
I'm just saying that some teams make a lot of money on team decals. Some other teams make almost no money at all. But there are teams who have made lots of money on team decals.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, I mean, sure. But most of the 90% of them don't. 95, 98. They don't. They don't make much money. Not enough to make these orgs stay in the game. I mean, we've already seen salaries get lower or offers get lower from orgs, which is, you know, kind of a thing that has to happen.
That makes sense though, given the current players.
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. But we'll only start seeing them get lower and orgs dropping out. I think we'll see that.
But how come? Okay, so with the 9th through 16 teams, there was already no consistency with them anyway. Like they already had to requalify for the events. So
yeah,
what about this makes it different? Because 9th through 16 was already in that spot.
They didn't have to start in round one though.
That's consistent.
They have to start
that's
round
a lot
one,
more
that's
consistent.
Different.
That's a lot like more consistent than getting playing open calls every week.
So you're saying like 20 top being top 24 at least.
Ninth through 12th, they started in. They were like, but like you know, put in with the top 8 from the qualifier.
Swiss is also way more consistent than double elimination.
That's Swiss in a single alien,
which
baby.
We don't even know if it's best of 3, best of 5, because if it's best of 3,
best of 3 would be sick.
Would it? Would you be saying this like 2 years ago when you were pro, bro? Because you all know pros hate best of 3. It's horrible. So like best of 3, right? If it's best of 3, obviously it's better because it takes less time. If it's best of 5, which is better for like figuring out who's the better team all the time, it's going to take. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing 24-hour Twitch stream like challenges of RLCS open quals. Bro.
Challenges.
I swear to you, it'll be 24-hour quals. Like,
because double elim takes so long because there's there's one section that is like 11 rounds behind for some reason.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they've
that's
just
horrible.
They've had,
yeah, because
the gold one players don't know how to click, they don't know how to report the match, they just lose and get off and don't submit scores.
Every time they better
do it on different days and like spread it out, honestly, because it's like it's so annoying waiting for a double elim. It's like, our next match is in 4 hours.
So long.
They won't do it on different days. It's all on Friday, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Yeah, it's all. No, it's all on one weekend, isn't it?
Is it not?
It's just.
Oh, maybe
it's over the weekend.
Okay, that's a lot better. That makes it a 72-hour challenge. You'll be playing non-stop 3 days straight against 800 Diamond 1 teams.
No, yeah. I think.
What
like,
if you could play an in-game
no
freeze tourney, win it, and then be auto-bidded into the RLCS?
Game three.
I don't.
What if they start using that in-game system? No, it'll never happen.
Listen.
So, like,
new features.
Surely, people sat down in a board meeting somewhere at Epic, and they were like, you know what would be really cool is if every tournament is super open, except anyone can win. Isn't it exciting when just anyone can win?
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the start. I love it.
Because a lot of people, this sounds like something that, you know, someone will say it in a meeting and then everybody will be like, wait, that does sound kind of fun. Surprise, you don't know who's going to win. But it actually kind of sucks when it's just totally random. Like, once you get to the main event, the qualifiers will be sick. Oh my, the qualifiers are going to get so many more viewers. Vitality in round one, Gen G in round one, the qualifiers are going to pop off. But then when you get to the main event, you find out, oh, actually, like, these three teams got eliminated because, you know, double them open.
That would be big orgs not making a main event.
Yeah,
there'll
just be like huge teams didn't make it. And that obviously could happen in the previous format, but in this one it'll happen more. And that isn't good because you're just not rewarding the right teams with
it is good.
You know, the tournaments.
It is good. If a big org gets knocked out early,
it
would be funny. But then people talk about it, giving exposure to the org, which is what they want in the first place.
Exposure. Orgs get exposure, yes.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's what they want. They want eyes on them. Doesn't matter if they're negative eyes. It's just they're still looking at them when they lost to Squiggly Octopus.
And people make the argument like against us, saying like, "Oh, but you know, the better team should win. You know, if they don't make the main event, then they don't deserve to be there." But if you add so much variance to the point that like, and you just, let's make them play 900 series in a row. If they don't make it, then they don't deserve to be there. It's like, oh, okay. If you add so much variance, obviously they're not going to make it at some point. Like, you know, you have to have a little bit of consistency.
The thing is, right, you have to be not just a better team, you have to be so much better to consistently be, like, if you're a top 8 team in NA, or say, let's just say you're a top 8 team, that absolutely doesn't mean you're going to get top 8 every time. Like, you have to seriously be way better than 9-16 to, like, as Jack said, with the variance of playing 4 million matches in a double elim format into Swiss, to consistently be up there. Like the top teams have to be so far above, and that's like the top 3 to 4. And they could still get knocked out. Like, we've seen it before. We've seen random teams knock out other teams. And the more opportunities that random teams get against the top teams, the more likely they're just going to fluke a three, as Jack said, like a triple OT win, the pinch cross map.
Yeah, and it's not consistency. Sort of if you make it, the more series you add for teams to play, that doesn't mean the consistency goes up for how that team has to play, like at that level. That's just not how it works.
Jack,
like,
let me throw you a hypothetical. You're in open qual, top 32 round. You run into, you look at the bracket, you run into Turbo's Cheeks, Rizzo, Alpha Kep, Turbo Pulsa. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're shaking in your boots, where are you at right now on the fear level? What are you thinking?
Probably a good 10. Probably a good
an
10.
Actual
that's
10. Yeah, genuinely?
You're probably not that far off, because I swear to God, you're going to be playing like Turbo, Rizzo and Alphakep in round 32, best of three, game three overtime, because you've accessed your own gold with your teammate. Because it's like, if
Turbo's laughing,
match,
you're not. You're shitting yourself.
They have nothing to lose. Like, absolutely nothing to lose, bro.
Then,
they have
Rizzo's
a combined age of 93. They're
your
there
heart rate's,
for vibes.
Jack, your heart rate's at 128. Rizzo's got an open net. Heart rate settles to 60. You're fine.
Like, Jack, you're playing structured, and Turbo's going, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to go demo all of them.
And
you win.
I might just stream open quals with a heart rate monitor. That would be
you should.
That would be content, bro. It'll be at 800. It'll be at 800 with when we're playing against champ threes.
That's genuinely, that's the silver lining, is if you can find a way to like perform without like you know, the nerves of the stream, that is such good content to stream an open qualifier. Open qualifiers are amazing content. Rizzo, I know you've said many times that some of your favorite content for RLCS is watching like the final like qualifier.
No, they are funny.
Really, really good content.
I've seen some insane jokes in open quals.
No,
open quals is so fun because there's so much on the line. You just feel the tension.
So it will be good content, but the problem with it is it will make the main events worse. If that is how they decide to, the qualifiers will be sick. The main events will be slightly disappointing because you're like, the defending champions didn't make it because somebody's like internet went out. Like, oh, that just.
Someone made
sucks.
A really good point though that you won't have any viewers because they're all playing against you in their open quals, bro. Because anyone can join. Anyone. You're playing against your viewers.
No, they're not.
They're not only going to snipe you in
the ranked
views.
Most of chat is still
not
going to sign up for this, though.
Just snipe you in your
tournament. If they get a free $50, they get a free $10 for it. Like,
well, okay, in NA, it's not that free. Same with EU. They have enough signups to where it's still, like, you know, at least, like, Grand Champ Plus getting top 128. So it's like, you know, you're not going to see... The first run, people are going to be like, oh, this is free money. I'll just sign up and I'll get money. And then they'll actually get, like, whooped and, like... 500th place and be like, okay, wait, never mind, I'm not gonna sign up.
There might be a Mickey bracket to get 128, but it'll mostly be SSLs in like top 128 in Europe. It's gonna be ridiculous. Like,
you're gonna get sniped, Jack. You're in massive trouble.
It's gonna be a
you're in massive trouble. I know if you agree, Jay, but I'd rather play like a 4, 5, 6 ranked team than like a 9, 10, 11 because they just have there's this peak factor of just, oh, who cares? We're not gonna beat these guys.
Bro, I swear, I've been in open calls in some tournaments before.
Yeah.
Like years ago, and they go absolutely insane. Like they genuinely, you'll never see anything like it before.
Yeah,
they're like prime Shaq and Kobe, just like linking up in like in the most intense situations. They get like the craziest pinches out of their own net. It's actually nuts. Like some of the weirdest stuff happens in those matches. Like all the people who have competed before in Rocket League, they know open calls is like best of three open calls, and it's a menace to society. Shouldn't be allowed.
Is pro teams should be, if this is what's happening though, pro teams should definitely be trying to like, I think, find some random open qual teams to scrim against, because that will probably be a good thing to practice against a random disorganized chaos. I don't know what the best way to recreate an open qual atmosphere would be, but yeah, it's not scrimming against the good teams. It really isn't, because it'll be very different. Okay, so summary. I think we glossed over the fact that we're not a fan of wildcard being gone. I think that just like sucks, but okay, maybe the budget wasn't there, so I guess it happens. But I don't think anybody likes that. What else did we all disagree on we touched on the age thing. That's a kind of a different topic, wasn't announced today. What else did we all agree on? I'm trying to think what we agreed on here. Open quals, this topic that we're just currently talking about, that the you know, teams who did really well in the previous event just get chucked back in round one. Like, yeah, that's good for qualifier content, but for competitive integrity, that's not good. My camera's gone out again, but I'm still here.
He's gone out.
Oh, we lost
I have
him.
Something. May I speak?
Yeah, no, speak. No. Yep.
Please. All right, cool. This is actually from Thomas Arl in chat. He said, what about after May when every org outside of the top 8 drops their teams because they won't be in RLCS for 7 more months? Many of these teams have gone 7 months already without being salaried. Are we expecting to keep surviving another 7 months with no salary? So basically, you know, once you don't qualify for that last major, orgs are probably just going to drop you. But obviously it is a problem, but it's not a new problem. That's always been a thing, which is unfortunate. That's like...
I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I mean...
Wait, again, sorry, I was...
Basically,
out.
If you don't qualify for the second major, you'll probably get dropped by your org. Unless there's other stuff for you to compete in.
Unless there's other things announced, because...
There'll be other things, I'll say that. Well, that's what we've heard anyway, but like, God knows now. Everything's changed.
We've talked about this. We've talked about, you know, two split where RLCS being a good thing in the past, because the exact reason is because we could get other events as well. Because right now, well, in the past 2 years, it was kind of just like RLCS, RLCS, RLCS. Like every single weekend, it's like 3v3 RLCS. No space for any other TOs, no space for anything else to happen. Now there's a lot of space in the calendar. So hopefully other TOs outside of RLCS will fill that. We can get some cool events that will entice orgs to continue signing people in the off season, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, we should have more events. I think we will. That was like the rumor. going around. But then since Blast took over, you don't know. I mean, you know, the whoever's managing a Blast, do we know if they're like running the formats or are they just in charge of running the
production
in-person events? Yeah, like
I'm assuming it's everything.
Well, it would be on. There's no way they would just run in person, so they would do like online as well.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, surely that wouldn't make sense to have a difference. Yeah.
Remember when, like, let me just take you back to the glory days. Remember, like, end of 2018, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, there's going to be like 4 Dream Hacks. There's going to be an E League, a WSOE, a BTA. And it was all sort of announced at the start of the year. Wasn't that sick?
Wasn't that amazing? The Dream Hack circuit. They were like, hey, 10 lands this year, by the way. Get ready. Yeah. And everybody's like, holy shit. Yeah, everybody knew.
That is actually insane. That is
We didn't even know we were in the golden age at the time. Yeah, well, there's been a couple of golden ages, to be fair. Like, I think there have. You know,
last season was great.
Last season very good. Like, honestly,
season
like,
four was great.
Season before was very good as well. That was another golden age.
The point with that though is for orgs is it's hard to keep a team if things get announced like 2 weeks before an event. Like, yeah, you don't have a roadmap of here's all the events, and you can go, okay, so at least my team that I'm paying, you know, 30k a month for, or 20k, whatever, is competing every single month. Instead of going, well, actually, for 7 months, there could be nothing on. And something might get announced, there might be something in the works, but it's not confirmed until 2 weeks before.
They should just all do what Oxygen done, run an event, rig it so you win, and then everybody will be fine.
Collect your own cash.
Collect. Yeah, do they even need to pay the players out?
That's a win. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough without things getting announced. And I think there's a big problem. Well, right now, the season ending in September is becoming more and more of an issue, I feel like, because now we have this big gap in between Worlds and the second major in Worlds. But also, we're going to probably have still a 3-month off season again. So we've now got a gap in between our season and a gap after our season.
However, if, like, this offseason, one of the things I think that's made it so frustrating for viewers and for everybody is because there was no announcement. But if they just announced at the end of last season, and obviously they, you know, probably couldn't do this because I don't think they knew exactly when RLCS is coming back based on how last minute this seems to be. But if they had announced, okay, RLCS is coming back at the end of January 2024, in the meantime, here's the off season. I don't think people would be like frustrated at all. They'd be like, okay, cool. Like, now we could just focus on what's happening here because we're not that lingering. Like, when is RLCS coming back? Wouldn't exist. People would just know when it's coming back. I think the frustration of not knowing is what like annoyed so many of the fans. Not the fact that it was a like 4-month gap. I don't think a 4-month gap is actually bad. I think it's a good thing to have a break from RLCS. That's kind of that range, that length of time.
Yeah, I think it is as well. I think a lot of people just went absolutely mad because of it. But
it's
also
it's
because
annoying.
Of what you said.
Like,
yeah.
When is it?
Yeah, when is it? When is it coming back? When is my precious coming back? But they just had no idea.
Yeah, so if like next season they just say, okay, actually we're just running it back. It's coming back in January. If they just say that in like August or September.
Oh, apparently they did. Who said they did?
Happy. Oh, they did?
They said RLCS returns in January during the off-season announcement. Or they said 2024.
That's not a real announcement, though. It's just like, okay, RLCS in January. It's like, well, what's the details? You need to know a little bit more than that. Like,
we also got told really it could have been pushed back to March.
Q1.
That wasn't public, but we got told that was a possibility. I'm pretty sure they didn't even know when they were announcing it 2 days ago.
So it sounds like it's just being speedrun right now.
Everything seems, from what I like look at, from like what I've seen in messages and stuff, everything just seems like it's like just so like they find something out and then they're like, oh, we should probably release this like now, maybe. They just don't know, like they don't know when, they don't have like a map like of when they should be releasing things or what they're actually planning and stuff. It just seems so like on the go, but maybe that's how it is normally. I really don't know.
All right, so yeah, obviously it's a net negative. I think everybody here agrees that this whole announcement is a negative. I don't even think Johnny can argue that.
Well, I think that the
all right. So
one thing
you want to go?
I want to say one thing. I'm not really arguing, but I saw a lot of people complaining about the NAEU losing a spot. And while I do agree that sucks, I don't want regions to lose spots. I do think that the current, well, the announced major distribution with SSA and MENA getting plus one and EU and NA losing one, this is an improvement on last year, I think. And I think we've talked about that on the Shotcast as well.
Wait, what?
I think that EU and NA losing a spot in order for MENA and SSA to both gain one is an improvement. However, an even better and by far improvement would be to just give MENA and SSA a spot without taking NA and EUs away. However, I do think that this is like, it's a slight improvement. I think it's good. Compared to last season, where SSA didn't have a spot. SSA didn't have a spot last season. That's like that's just, in my opinion, worse than what we currently have in our spot. I was hoping it would just be 18 team major, MENA and SSA have one more, nobody loses.
Somebody in chat said, yeah, a pound of shit is better than a pound and a half of shit.
Well, what did we have last year? Like, last year, SSA had no spots, MENA had one. Like, I think that's worse. I think it's, like, objectively worse than what they've just announced. But, yeah, I do agree with that.
I do. Even though it's, like...
the pound of shit worse... take or something else.
Just that overall take. Like, it is worse for orgs in, you know, NA and EU, which is obviously, like, you know, the biggest regions for orgs, they get less spots. That is objectively a worse thing.
It's worse for them. Yeah, it is.
And like you said, if you just increase the major spots to 20 overall or 24,
even
18, and,
even 18. 18,
or 18 and kept all the same major spots and given one to SA and given one to MENA, then yeah, that would have been better. But I do think, like, you do need to make the, like, it was pretty stupid that SSA was in RLCS, but they're not in RLCS for, like, you know, three of the four in-person tournaments.
It is weird.
You know what I mean? It is strange. So, yeah, and they do deserve to be there in terms of, like, you know, just kind of including and making it a proper, like, international esport. So, yeah, it's definitely a good thing.
It's a slight improvement, I think.
But people who don't want SSA
people are rightfully complaining. Like, EU and NA pros who are complaining about their spots going away, that is totally valid. I absolutely understand that concern. In fact, I also don't like that your spots have been taken away. However, I think that it is overall a net positive that SSA and MENA are getting in there. And if you do have a gripe with your spot being taken away, your beef is not with SSA and MENA. Your beef is with the TO. Your beef is with the people who took your spot away, not the people who just got a spot for the first time, like MENA 2 and SSA. Like, that's a great thing. They got
The other thing that happened is given that there's no wild card, APAC will only have one team at Worlds as well. So there's no extra spots. There's no points.
And SSA only have one as well. Like, they've lost one of their worlds.
And SSA only have one. Yeah. So you lose. Well, I think that's the weirdest and most surprising thing in the announcement.
It's all so strange. It doesn't make sense.
Well, it is saving money, obviously.
That's a budget. That just screams budget to me. Because I think the wild card was obviously an improved. Like, with Worlds with wild card was a better product. You had 24 teams versus 16.
Surely they've saved enough money by removing 33% of the season.
You've saved enough.
If you've removed a third of the season, right? Surely that has done enough. No, well, maybe that's like an out of touch comment, but like
1.8 million in prize money, Jack. 1.8 million in prize money reduced, right? How much would it cost to fly? How many people are flying out with teams? Is it four or five? No, I can't even remember.
Let's say five.
It's a sub and a guardian or plus.
Let's say five,
manager,
right?
No, they don't fly guardians.
Eight teams, 40 people, flights, hotels, you know, probably food, catering, transport. That is very expensive. So it is, in fact, it's a massive amount of money to fly like eight additional teams. It's not like just a nothing amount, like, bring eight more teams. I get that. It's probably a money thing. There's no way they were like, you know what, this wildcard thing's pointless. Let's just get rid of it because it'll be better without the wildcard. No way. It has to be a budget thing, in my opinion. It can't be like an attempt to improve the product there.
I thought they'd saved enough as well, Jack. I was with you. I thought maybe dropping a split, thought they'd saved enough, dropping the prize. But, you know, that part was surprising. But I think given, just to wrap up the seed or the region spots, given you've only got 16 teams, I think this has to be the best way to do it for consistency. You could argue give EU 5 and, like, drop OCE 1, but then it just gets weird based on, like, a season. Then NA will complain.
If they were gonna make a 16-team major, this is the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
It's just a bit. It is disappointing that it couldn't be 18. 18 would have been, I think, perfect. It would have fixed the MENA and SSA.
But they were never going to go up, were they? They weren't going to increase anything on last year. given the whole thing is downsizing.
Yeah.
All right. So I think one final thing here is my question, specifically for Jack, but the others can chime in if they want. When RLCS starts and we're watching and you're playing, is it really going to feel any different? Do you feel like as a player, when you're actually just in the game playing, is it actually going to be any different for you?
No doubt about it. I mean, we're 100% all, like, let's be honest, like, overreacting to some extent, right? Like, I think it will still be a good season. I do believe that. But we'd also be idiots to say that it's not a massive step down. So, yeah, it's still going to be fine. You know, RCS is going to be the same. You know, it's still going to be a pretty good product. We're still yet to see, you know, the lands and the new, like, blast kind of production and all that. But it is brainless.
Love the description.
Yeah, you know I mean, I like it. You've got to question, like, I don't know, absolute pineapples that run this game right now, like genuinely like pineapples, because it is insane. You have to admit that it is insane. It'll be good, but at what cost? You know what I mean? Like, it's good because we've got the best game in the world. I'll say that. Like, this game is surely, if you have such a good, like, you just sat on a gold mine, but you can't find, like, the tools to dig it up. Like, you've got to find something at some point. But shout out RCS, man.
I just like to, just to wrap up my thought, I just think that it's funny to, not funny, but you look at it from Blast POV, right? They were running Fortnite. It was perhaps not considered the, you know, top of the top, the creme de la crop of esports, perhaps, you know. It obviously peaked at the Fortnite World Cup and then since then hasn't really had much viewership. And then they've got this esport, the Rocket League, just have one of the best world championships and, you know, everyone's talking about how hype it is, the French domination, massive crowd, it's going nuts. And then they get to pick up this esport. They're like, oh, this is sick. We pick up this esport. This is awesome. We'll include everyone, open and honest. They release the announcement and everyone's like, this sucks. And they're like, whoa. Like, what did we just get into? Like, they've come over thinking everyone's so happy over here. We're one big family. They've announced it and everyone's just gone in on them.
I feel like they expected it. They knew it was a bad announcement. They're probably ready. They're bracing themselves like, should we hit tweet? Should we hit send? Like, just do it. They probably did it and looked away. That's what I would have done.
I like I said, I tweeted. I would have loved to see the group chat that they had. Probably don't have one. You know what I mean? But like I would have loved to see the Slack on it. Yeah. Who actually change every week. The group admin must be having a field day, kicking people out, getting new people in.
No, I think a lot of this stuff that are getting knee jerk reactions because the big thing is that pro players, it is, you know, pro players' jobs to try and protect their livelihood, so it is absolutely acceptable for them to complain when the prize pool is reduced by 1.8 million. However, what they've gained in exchange for 1.8 million is a lot of time because there's a smaller time investment to try and win your portion of that 1.8 mil. So now it depends what our TOs, whether it's like Epic or other like Blast, other TOs, what are they going to do with the extra time? Will that be valuable to pros in the same way that 1.8 mil would be? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. But there is like a gap, a massive gap in the calendar now that could be utilized and maybe be worth more than what the reduction has been to RLCS. But as for everything else, I think like some of the changes are actually good in my opinion. And they've just been kind of like a reverse cheerleader affected in with the 1.8 million prize pool reduction to, you know, look bad.
Would you say some of the changes good, most of them bad?
Well, I think like when I was summarizing, I was like, some of them like wildcard being gone, don't like that. Don't like the open qual like seeding like that I'm hearing about that's been announced in the pro Discord. But yeah, with regards like the other stuff that we talked about at the start of the stream, I think it's good that everything's being streamed on the same day. I think it's good that they've like added SSA and MENA at the expense of EU and NA, although it's not ideal. It's still like a slight improvement. So I think I probably disagree. I lean a bit more. Like, I'm just not emotional about this at all. I'm so used to like RLCS announcements over the years that this is just normal. I'm just like, I'm looking at another RLCS announcement, like, yep, here we are again. I'm just like not, I don't feel any emotion about it. I'm just like, okay, this is what it is. This is how it's going to be. Let's see what happens. Kind of.
I think they've done pretty good with what they were presented with. Blast.
Mm. I mean, if the total budget has been reduced by the same percentage that the prize pool has, which is usually, the prize pool is usually an indication, okay, the prize pool's down, what is it, 30-ish percent? I would guess that the total budget of RLCS is down to something like 30%. So given that, yeah, they had to make cuts to travel, hotel, everything. They'll probably have to make cuts with like, well, they'll definitely have to make cuts with like caster salaries or the amount of casters. And since I know somebody will ask now that I've mentioned that, we actually, CJ and I don't know yet who's casting. So hopefully we'll find out. We're hoping that we'll be casting RLCS, but we'll see.
Great segue, yeah, Tony, again, because we're unemployed right now.
Wait, say
Patreon.com/chalkcast. We are fully unemployed. Get involved.
Wait, can you? What did you say?
I just mentioned, like, I reckon everything, the budget on everything will probably have been reduced by about that same percentage. So, yeah, us as casters, we're just assuming the same kind of, same kind of budget cut with casting. So that either means reduction in like caster pay or reduction in the amount of casters.
So you haven't you're not on it yet.
No.
We're like in touch with Blast, our agents are talking to Blast, but that's
Is that normal? Is that like the season's been announced and they've not sorted the casters out yet? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that normal?
In the past there's been some kind of like, there's been many events in Rocket League history where, you know, it's kind of just assumed that the casters will work without contracts in some cases because contracts are still being processed or stuff like that. And, you know, since it's just a copy-paste job of like a previous event that happened to the same TO, we'll just do it because we trust them because they paid us last time.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for a new TO, I'm sure they'll be looking to expedite the process because this is the first time any of us, as far as I'm aware, have worked with Blast. So I imagine that they're trying to get it out quickly, but we'll see.
Fair enough. Johnny thinks it was an okay job with what they got given.
I'm just not that surprised. I'm just not that surprised, and I seriously, like, I don't think they're trying to do a bad job. In fact, if we knew all the facts, I think we'd all probably see that they've probably done a good job. I mean, Blast know what they're doing. They run a lot of very good tournaments. I'm sure they're not like doing a bad job here. I trust them to do a pretty good job. We don't know what the budget is, what the timeline is. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt until we see what the product actually looks like. As for everything else, like, yeah, I think there's some good, some bad, some things that as with every announcement, there's always going to be some things you like, some things you don't.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Let us know though, chat, what you guys think. Chalk Discord right there. We'll be in touch. And collect our thoughts, I think. Maybe bring Jack back next week once he's had a week to think about it.
Once he's had a week to think about it. That's perfect. Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed go on.
No, I don't want to keep CJ waiting. I think he's had some things he's got to get to, so you can wrap it up.
CJ, we're being accused, but like they say we're on the payroll. We're literally unemployed, chat. We're literally
we're not
on the payroll.
I'm not joking about the Patreon.
At least the pros have been told that this is how much prize money there is. Like we've got zilch right now, zero. So we're super unemployed at the moment. Please give us a job.
And I was just told I was unemployed, so like I didn't even get like a severance package. I was just like I was like, hey, nothing. Oh, okay. All right. See you guys next time. Anyway. Speaking of seeing you guys next time, we hope you enjoyed the final episode of Shotcast. We will never be back.
No, we'll be back next week. We'll never go.
Maybe. If they have another sweet announcement for us, then we'll be back next week. We'll see. But we appreciate you guys watching episode 64 of Shotcast. Be sure to check out our Patreon. If you guys miss any part of the episode, it'll be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. CJ has to go shit, so we're going to wrap this up real quickly. We appreciate you guys, and we will see you all next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.